You're tuned in to My Murray Kitchen, a Murray cooking show cooking our way.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
With Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Well, welcome you mob to the first episode of My Murray Kitchen. It is an absolute pleasure to announce I have, well, local celebrity now and there, Kelly Kay, who is the founder. Before we get into My Murray Kitchen and what that is about, Kelly, can I please get you to introduce yourself? Tell us about yourself, you know, your name, your mob, where you've grown up.
Yep, no worries. My name's Kelly Kemp and I'm from Ipswich, single mother of two beautiful children. My mob is Yagara tribe out Ipswich way.
Yeah. And so, you know, can you tell us a bit about, I guess, your cooking skills being the founder of My Murray Kitchen?
Well, I've been cooking since I was like 14, so, you know, about 35 years? No, 25 years, sorry. 25 years.
25 years.
Yeah. Just home cook.
That's it. And how a lot of us have grown up, though, eh? You know, we've had that home cooking like experience. I know Nana's always made those big, thick stews there, and she doesn't do those, you know, measurements herself or anything. Yeah, yeah. She just throws it in and see how it goes.
Yeah, that's it, eh? Yeah, that's how I am too, pretty much, you know. It's to your liking, pretty much, eh? Not do what you want to eat, taste.
Yeah, yeah. With, you know, having a mum of how many kids, sorry?
Two.
Two kids.
Yes.
So having to deal with their tastes as well.
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm pretty much cooking three meals a night.
Really?
Yeah.
Different ones?
Yeah.
Different?
Yeah, three meals. Like my daughter will eat something different, my son will eat something different, and so will I.
You're kidding?
Yeah, that's like most nights.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
It's hard, but I do it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just do it because I like to cook, make sure my kids are fed, make sure I'm fed.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so when you get into those meals, do the kids just let mum take it away or do they get involved? Or
what's... No, they stay well away from me in the kitchen, which is good.
Yeah.
They're both banned.
Yeah.
Until it's time for them to sit down and eat their meal, then they can come into the kitchen.
Do you find it's important, you know, the family gatherings and having that meal together?
Yep, we're always sitting at the dinner table, so, yeah, I like to be at the dinner table with my kids when we eat. Yeah.
And they can't leave till they finish, is that the rule?
Yeah, but daughter always walks off.
Bless.
Yeah, bless her.
That'll get better, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and
hopefully.
And they seem to enjoy your cooking by the sounds of it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No choice. Bless her.
You know, your kitchen is your kitchen and you're the boss. So what do you like to do? How do you like to cook?
Well, when I cook, it's pretty much my way. I never follow recipes. So I just, you know, do things that how I like to eat and what I like to eat, you know, my own taste, and that's pretty much how everyone is, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just, yeah, I just like to try things out, trial and error.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I like to go cheap and easy. That's my my way of how I cook, and sometimes I just throw things all together and let it kind of, you know, simmer and cook and make a little soup and let that go because I'm slack, but, you know, at least I get all my veggies in there.
And all the flavours coming out of it.
I know.
The smell.
Oh, so good. Yeah, when that smell comes about too, that's it. So, you know, we'll are there any tips and tricks from what you've learned along the way that you can tell us with how you've cooked and how you learnt to cook and, you know, pull things together, you know, when you're taking care of a big family?
Oh, well, stew's always good. I always do, like, big pots of stews when I'm cooking for a big mob, you know, like the soups and your curries and just the big, you know, dampers and spaghettis and pasta bakes, you know, things that all can just all be thrown together.
Yeah.
Easy, you know.
Damp is a really good one. I found it's really interesting too. Everyone has their own way. Like you think it's simple, damper.
Yeah.
But everyone has their own way of how they want to make it, you know?
Yeah.
What do you do for your dampers and like is there any or can you give anything away of how you...
Oh, there's no real special technique or anything. I'll just, you know, what is it? Self-raising flour.
Yeah.
Salt.
Yeah.
Water. mix him together and that's him.
Beautiful. Do you have any, like, music you like to play while you're cooking?
Oh, yeah, I do sometimes, but, yeah, not often.
Yeah, yeah. What do you like to play and hear around the home?
Oh, I do a bit of rapping.
Rapping?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah?
Salt and pepper. Oh,
hey,
it's got to be salt and pepper.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. It actually... Hey, no pun intended there. Oh, deadly. Yeah. Well, look, thanks for telling us about, you know, yourself. It's been good getting to know you. We'll be back with you guys right here on the very first episode of My Murray Kitchen. We're going to ask Kelly about My Murray Kitchen, how it got started, why you got it started, and et cetera. All that jazz. I won't give too much away because we'll play this track. Be back with you shortly.
My steak well done, potatoes fried, football games on Monday night. It's just who I am, a meat and potato man. I like my coffee black, old TV shows, my women hot and my beer ice cold. It's just who I am, a meat and potato man. I don't like caviar, sushi bars, the IRS or phony stars. I'm a haggard fan, a meat and potato man. Oh yeah! I like my fishing holes, lightning bugs, flattened scrugs, and my woman's love. It's just who I am, a meat and potato man. I like my Wrangler jeans, cowboy boots, cornbread and beans, and country roots. It's just who I am, a meat and potato man. I don't like politics, hypocrites, folks with poodles dressed like kids. I'm a hound dog fan, a meat and potato man. Yeah, that's just what I am, a meat and potato man.
You're tuned to My Murray Kitchen with Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
And we're back here. You're on 98.9 FM. I'm sitting here with Kelly Kay. This is My Murray Kitchen. Now, My Murray Kitchen is the very first radio show. So if you're not familiar and this is the first time you're hearing about it, I've got Kelly who's taking us through on the show and telling us all about the group and also later what we're going to look forward to with this show and what we're going to feature and how you can get involved. So, hey, Kelly, first of all, what is My Murray Kitchen?
It's a Facebook group for all Indigenous and Torres Strait Island people, but also the... Non-Indigenous, I guess.
Yeah, wider community.
Yep. So anyone can join it. It's just basically mob sharing their recipes and meal ideas and, yeah, tips on how to cook bush tucker.
Yeah?
Yeah, just, you know.
That's pretty exciting. I've joined the group myself.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. I posted on there for the first time the other day. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold, so yeah, yep. I cooked up a what did I cook? A chicken soup medley, yeah, I called it.
Nice.
Yeah, which is had turmeric in it, yeah, and everything like that.
Yep.
And, you know, I even asked on there what other people do, and other people were telling me what they do when they get over stuff, which was really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So it seems like it's more than just, you know, just a group for food. Yeah. What kind of stuff do people post on there and you know, what are people
there's
doing?
There's a bigger variety of things that people like to post, you know, but it's all, like, related to food or food comes from it, you know what I mean, like health medicine, bush medicine and stuff like that, you know what I mean, like, yeah, it's very eye-opening, I reckon, to see what other people are actually out there cooking too.
Yeah, what have you learnt yourself going through and seeing what people are cooking, etc.?
Well, basically everyone's pretty much similar but yet different, you know what I mean, like with their meals and that, everyone like cooks the same things but in different ways. I find that interesting, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's my understanding that when you created this group, you created it because there wasn't anything kind of like it.
No, not for, like, the mob to share their meals, you know what I mean? Like, there was a few other little pages, but they were just for themselves to share their meals, but not open, you know, for the community and everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so... that's my reason.
Yeah. You were telling me, I remember when I, you know, first met you, that you really felt like there needed to be something of your, you know, your own. What made you really want to kind of get it involved, and who did you think would be joining the group in the first place?
Well, I was on another page, like it was Kai Now. It's a Maori Kiwi page. So that's where it pretty much come from as well. I was thinking, because I wasn't familiar with what they were cooking, so... think, no, there's got to be a blackfella one, you know. So I went looking to see if there was, and there wasn't. So I just thought, oh, well, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
I was a bit scared at first. I wasn't going to do it because I was, you know, scared of the judgmental people and people judging you on what you cook and coming into your kitchen and just, you know, showing people what you're putting out on the table, you know. It's a bit daunting, but, yeah, just thought, bugger it, go for it. Just inviting my family.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, next minute started growing.
Did you, when you started posting what was, you know, what you were cooking and things like that, were people angry or not angry, but, you know, judgy?
No, they weren't. No, not at all. They were, it's more loving, yeah. Just more intriguing and wanting to know more, see more. Yeah, so that's cool. What kept me going.
Yeah. How does it make you feel yourself?
Yeah, real good.
Yeah.
Especially seeing other people, you know, enjoying it and... opening up and getting people back into the kitchen too, you know, and getting away from the takeaway.
Yeah. That's it. I think it's really great too, seeing a lot of the traditional foods going around on there.
Yeah, most definitely.
I've never cooked things like, you know, echidna or turtle or things like that.
Yep.
But have people have been posting those things?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And biggest mob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And have they given you any techniques to think about?
No, not yet, but I'm needing to hit them up there so I can do some fried turtle or kangaroo or something. Yeah.
Fried turtle sounds really interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've seen someone post it. That's why I'm saying it.
I'll have to have a
and
look.
It looks so good too.
Oh, look, yeah. So it was just your family at first you invited?
Yeah, because I've got no friends.
Yeah, a dog, knock off. Hello, I'm right here in there. Well, actually, you know, and how did it start to grow? Did your family invite other people?
Yeah, I was just telling my mob, you know, invite your friends, invite your family, and then they'd invite their friends, and then they'd invite their mob, and, yeah, just, you know, biggest mob. Just never stops.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
You know, it must make you feel good, like it's fulfilling.
Yeah, it is, because I want to do it for the community as well, not only for myself, but, you know, everyone. Generations to come as well. Yeah.
How do you feel about capturing, you know, this essence of My Murray Kitchen right on radio, and how do you feel about it getting out on the airwaves this way?
Yeah, it's a bit surreal, you know. Just, you know, I can't believe it. It's just, yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
What do you hope that this, you know, this show itself and, you know, being connected to the group, what do you hope that it does?
Well, I'd like to see, you know, My Murray Kitchens everywhere.
Yeah.
Like in shop fronts.
Yeah.
And, you know, stores and that. helping the blackfellas learn how to become chefs and cook, and for the younger generation, just everyone, really, yeah.
Yeah, because how important is that tucker there, you know, for us? You
everyone's got to eat, so,
yeah,
you know, it's an everyday thing, so I've got to make something of it, eh?
Yeah. So you yourself, what kind of stuff do you like to post? Because I see you post, you know, your food, but I've seen little videos and things you like to do. Yeah, what kind of stuff do you post yourself?
Lately I've been trying a lot of recipes I've been seeing on there, so, and I've been twerking it to my own liking. So, you know, I've been posting a variety of things lately, but my old favourite is curry chicken.
Yeah. I've seen you cook that crumb steak.
Oh, yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
How do you do that? Because I haven't done that before.
Yeah, I just crumb my own steak, just buy the steak, flatten it out.
Yeah?
Flour, then into the egg wash, then the panko crumbs, let it set in the fridge for 20 minutes or so, and then cook him up.
So that's it, that's the key, is to set it in the fridge.
Yeah, I like to just so it all, like, you know, combines nicely.
Yeah, right.
All sticks to the meat.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Great. I hadn't seen that. I've never... See, there you go. I've never actually tried
that. That's how I like to do things, you know what I mean?
It makes...
Everyone does things differently.
Yeah.
Some people probably just throw it straight in the pan. Who knows? Yeah.
I would. That's what... But I think that's better, actually, putting it in the fridge, because then that way it can all just kind of solidify.
Yeah, infuse that flavour into the meat and make everything set. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah, stick it together.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I didn't think of that. That seems like common sense now and then. Oh, dear. So, look, anyone can kind of join the group and you know, get together and share what's in their, basically, their kitchen. I saw a lunch on there that someone posted, and they said Slackers lunch. It was a couple of boiled eggs, cucumber and some tomato, and that was it.
Yep, that's it, eh? Simple things, as long as your belly's full.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That's it, and you don't have to be a chef.
Yep.
But I've even found even the home-cooked meals that seem a bit far-fetched that I think I can't do, and then they've broken it down into a recipe in the comments. I'm like, oh, okay, I can give that a go. Yeah. So
that's
it. Yeah.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, I've done that myself too, thinking, oh, no, that looks too hard for me to do.
Yeah.
But then next minute, you know, easy.
Yeah.
You just got to try it, you know.
That's it. That's him. All right. Well, look, we've gone through what the group is about. It's for all, obviously, it's My Murray Kitchen, so it's for blackfellas to join in community, but the wider community to join in on that celebration of us and the foods we like to eat and put together and you know, showcase. And I see people posting also their progression, you know.
How that's what I like to see too, yeah.
Yeah, how they're growing in their cooking skills.
Yep, most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, things like that. And even people who are trying to eat healthier too.
Yep.
Yeah, the health part is really important, I find, you know, if you can. But when you're on a budget, how you make things work the best you can for your budget and with health. That's what I try to do myself, lots of salads and tomatoes and that kind of thing. So, you know, and getting those really good whole food groups in as well. So, look, that's absolutely wonderful. And, hey, I might throw on a couple more tracks and let you take a bit of a breather. I know I could talk all day, so... You're here on My Murray Kitchen. This is the very first episode we're celebrating right here with Kelly Kay. She's the founder and admin of My Murray Kitchen. We're going to get into what we want, what you're going to get out of My Murray Kitchen as we go along, you know, and get insight into what people are cooking and bringing that to you on the airwaves and how you can keep up to date with us as well. You're listening to 98.9 FM for the best country.
You're tuned in to My Murray Kitchen, a Murray cooking show cooking our way.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
With Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
You're on 98.9 FM. It's My Murray Kitchen, very first episode we're celebrating. We've got founder Kelly Kay right here with us, and we've been yarning all about My Murray Kitchen, getting to know Kelly, getting to know a bit about the group and what goes on there. It's pretty flexible. It's all about having fun, but in a respectful and fun way. And Kelly, you're definitely a person that I find is a mover and a salt shaker. Now, I'll leave. I won't quit my day job. If I keep up this humour, I'll dry up the weather and we need the rain, so I'll shut up there.
don't.
Okay, I'll wait there. But, you know, so we're talking about the group and you know, I guess its importance. You know, from your perspective, what is the value of the group and, you know, what's the importance of the group? Yeah.
Well, I think it's like bringing the community together, you know, all the black mob and the non-Indigenous mob, you know. They're seeing how we, like, you know, interact together on this page, I feel, because it's really a harmonious page, you know. It's very, what do you call it, you know?
Wholesome.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's like a little family to me now. It's, you know, I'm really connected to it because I'm just, yeah, I don't know, everyone's just real loving and respectful on there, and that's what I like about it. Haven't had any, you know,
no
rotten apples in the kitchen.
That's it. But you're a family person too, and that's also why you got this group started. You know, you're a mum. You wanted to get family involved and show what they're doing, and then it's just this group's gained traction because of that.
Yeah.
What I want to ask you, I guess, is, you know, what's coming up on the show, what we want to do, you know, what people can look forward to in the oncoming episodes, because I know when we've been planning this, we've been yarning about getting people in and or maybe even going to other people's kitchens.
Yes, I would really enjoy that. So if you want us to come and eat your dinner.
Cook for us?
Yeah, cook for us. We will be your guinea pigs.
I know that traditional foods has been one that, you know, that you, myself as well.
Yep.
But that you really want to...
Try, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So is that something you want to do in future episodes?
Yes, as long as you're with me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll have a bite. Yeah, don't you worry.
Yeah, well, we'll do it together. Let's do this.
Yeah. So, you know, what some of the traditional foods that you're looking forward to learning about?
Try the kangaroo because I heard that's really good, high in iron. So that and turtle.
Turtle.
And you know what else I heard? Dugong is apparently an aphrodisiac as well. Did you know that?
No. Look out up there with oysters, eh? Oh, that's mad. So we'll get into, you know, traditional foods, learning how to cook those, where to find those, because where do you find them? I mean, kangaroos everywhere. You can get it from the butcher.
You can get it at Woolies now.
Yeah, but then the traditional foods, the right way to get them, to find them, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, all
well,
that.
Yeah, going to have to go into the smaller communities and, you know, really do some research on that and get someone who knows what they're doing with it and show us how to do something with it, eh? I reckon. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And the I reckon also, what, bit of filming? You're right, you good for that?
Oh, I might have put a bit of makeup on, I think. Put a new face on.
No, you're gorgeous and you're a lovely person, and it's, you know, it takes a lot for somebody to think about the community and bringing people together.
Yeah, well, it needs to be done, you know, because our kids are going down on the streets, you know. We need to give them something to look forward to, teach them, you know. All right, and it's got to go somewhere.
Mm.
Food is life.
That's it. And, you know, improving, that's it, the lives of our mob and, mm-hmm. and our health and diet.
Yeah.
And, you know, how to make ends meet if you feel like you can't.
Yep, true. That as well. Yeah, most definitely.
Mm. Yeah.
We will definitely do that. That's budgeting it. Tips.
I reckon, yeah, all right. Yeah. So, okay, well, we've spoken about a couple of tips and tricks from you. I learned a little bit about that steak there, the crumb steak. Yeah, yeah. That's really exciting. I am going to try that when I get home. But what I would like to do is, I guess, well, I mean, I reckon we should choose a recipe of the week each week for the group.
Sounds good.
So what have you had your eye on in the group? What's your favourite recipe that's...
I want to try is the turmeric and curry coconut seafood and sop-sop.
And sop-sop. Oh, yeah, that'll be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely.
What's the turmeric and curry...
Well, it's just, Well, I've never had it, so I'm going to try it.
Yeah, yeah. What did they put together there on the...
Oh, well, it's a seafood, must be like a soup. Yeah, so see how we go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And sop for those that aren't familiar with it, what's that?
I haven't yet to do my research on that, so.
We'll wait and see.
Yes.
I saw, let me bring this up here. All I have to do is go on Facebook and look, I would swear I'm working, boss. Nah. The tuna loaf, that looked really interesting, but all it was they used a tin of tuna.
Oh, wow.
As the main part of the loaf. The reason why I knew about it was because Mum tagged me in it.
Mm.
So yeah, I was like, oh, is that a hint, Mum? So someone posted that it was their mum-in-law's famous tuna loaf that they love it. And she loves the Dijon and lemon dressing. Sounds bougie.
Ooh, nice.
Mixing that together. If I could make my own of that, because like tuna loaf, it's got... gluten in it, Mum's gluten intolerant.
Oh, okay.
And I can't have dairy, so I have to find something that, you know.
Oh, yep, substitute.
Or like lactose, because I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah, yep. But all that was, for the tuna loaf recipe, if anyone's interested, it's the 420-gram tuna in oil, half a cup of evaporated milk, 2 tablespoons of teriyaki sauce, 1 onion, finely chopped, half a cup of chopped parsley, 2 egg yolks, 1 cup of wholemeal breadcrumbs, and 1 or 2 zucchinis chopped. And then it goes into the method there, but I won't take up everyone's time.
Simple, Sue. Yeah. Simple.
Look, I see you hanging on my every word. You're really interested.
Yeah, of course I am. You're talking about food.
Well, you heard it right there from the mouth of the founder of My Murray Kitchen. It's Kelly Kay, and I'm Lizzie Orley. You've been listening to My Murray Kitchen, the very first pilot episode, learning a little bit about Kelly, a couple of tips and tricks from Kelly, how you can get involved, and what we want to do right here on the show and get community involved here on the show as well, all to create that lovely connection between mob, the wider community, and also our mob's health and well-being, and getting to know traditional foods and really enhancing that in our lives, because culture is so important too,
Most definitely, yes,
that's
for sure.
That's it. So, Kelly, how can we find the group? What do we do?
Just go into your search bar on Facebook and type in My Murray Kitchen.
Too easy. All right, Deadly One. Well, look, watch this space. We'll have more coming up on My Murray Kitchen. It's going to be very exciting. There's going to be, I mentioned before, and Kelly's a bit hesitant, but some filming. So we'll get it up there on our Facebook page.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all I can say. Yeah. I'm hungry. I need a feed.
Yeah, all this food's making me hungry. Food's making me hungry. All this pork.
I'm fading. I need some energy there. All right, it's Deadly Sis. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go?
I'm hungry. No, that's it. No.
Deadly. All right, you mob. Well, take care and catch us next time on My Murray Kitchen on 98.9 FM for the best country.
That was My Murray Kitchen. It's Cooking Our Way with Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.